she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I saved my good morning to you. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Hello.
Colby Sapp usually, but today we've got Tony Tone in the house.
Hello.
Hello, and I'm Sybil Summers. Welcome. If you'd like to give us a call, our phone number, 877-881-1053. Our AutoFlex Leasing fan text is 43733. And if you are in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, there is one number you should call. Actually, there's two, but there's one place you should go for the absolute best deal, and that's AutoFlex Leasing. What are the numbers, David?
That's right, either 817 or 972-234-1234. Don't get out in the weather that's going to hit shortly. Give us a call on the phone. Let us do all the work for you. Get a new car today without having to get wet or cold.
It is muggy out there. You can just tell it's about to come in.
It ain't going
to
last.
Oh, mm-hmm. My yard needs it, though. Yeah. It's so old man of me every time I say that, but man, my yard needs the rain.
Now, you're not old until you take a Sunday drive and go out and look at other people's landscaping.
That's true.
Or you have a rain gauge and you actually discuss the results with people.
Oh, no, right. I'm far from that. Okay, good. Still in the safe zone. All right, let's get right into it today. A lot of times people have to borrow cars. Maybe they're visiting from out of town and they take their family's car out to the grocery store or whatever. But while you're in someone else's car, do you take a look around?
You know, it's really interesting. This was a poll that was done on 1,500 drivers by carinsurance.com. And, you know, I think possibly these people have much more interesting friends than I do.
Right.
But it turns out that the majority of people that you loan your car to go through your stuff while they've got it.
I am perfectly fine with this because I keep nothing in my car.
Yeah.
I keep the
manual
and a phone charger and maybe a couple of CDs that I haven't listened to in years.
My friends would wonder about me because I have a Ziploc baggie full of... What are those little, like, surgical gloves?
Oh, very dexter of you, Tammy.
I know. So they would probably think that's really odd, but that's what I use to pump my gas. So my hands don't smell
smart.
Like gas after I've been to the gas station. I just can't stand it. And I'm not going to go use the restroom and wash my hands.
Right.
And then I've got to drive back, and I don't want to touch my steering wheel. I don't know.
That's smart thinking.
And
let's
I'm not
move
that
back to
much
the story.
Of a germaphobe. Well, it's interesting.
It is. So that's the worst thing they'd find in your car.
Yeah.
The worst thing they'd find in my car is the books. I don't keep anything
manual.
In my car.
Same here.
Yeah, I don't really keep. But let me tell you what people did find. 15% of borrowers found that their friends were relatives had a gun in the glove box.
Okay, that 15%. Would freak me out because they might be licensed to carry, but if you're in their car, you're not covered by that.
Right, exactly.
You think about that kind of stuff. But 17, you should know your friends well enough if you're borrowing their car that they're going to be packing heat.
Mm-hmm.
17%. Came across illegal substances.
That's tricky, because wouldn't you want to throw it out if you're driving the car? Because if you get pulled over, you're getting popped.
I'm thinking their drive home from the office might be a lot more interesting than mine.
Here's the answer. Don't snoop. Saying. Then you can honestly say, I didn't know that was their officer. That's
right.
Not my car.
Exactly. Okay. Mm-hmm. 18% came across medicines of different kinds. And 19% found out they were driving a car that the insurance had expired on.
Well, they need to be providing their own insurance. Listen, I don't borrow cars, so I don't snoop through other people's cars.
Uh-huh.
How about 20%? The registration was expired on the car they were borrowing.
That's actually worth snooping for, though, because you could potentially get pulled over for it.
That's right there on the windshield, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
So
well,
there's no snooping about that.
And 23%? Came across a jug of liquor somewhere in the car.
Only 20%.
That's almost
I'm
one
surprised.
In four. Almost
well,
one
I
in four.
Well, I put that now, in there the, for you, my friend.
Right.
Here's the thing that really got me. Some people came across surprising photographs that they probably wish they hadn't seen.
Oh.
Who keeps that in their car?
I know.
Bad thing to do.
Oh, stop.
Isn't it just on your phone? Why would it be printed out anyway? Who
What's
still
law
has
in
Polaroids?
Montana? In Montana, it's against the law to have a sheep ride up front with you. It is. You can't have a sheep ride in the front seat in Montana.
Not even
you
if
get
it's
in
your
more
girlfriend.
Trouble if, you get in more trouble if you find her lipstick in the ashtray, too. okay.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
We're kicked off officially.
Anyway, the carinsurance.com analyst said...
Do you snoop?
clean your car out before you lend it out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the number one thing. Because you could get in a lot of trouble from some of the stuff these people are leaving. Now, when it comes to men or women, this was really surprising. Men are almost twice as likely to snoop as women are. 76% of men versus 44% of women.
Aha! Uh-huh. See there? Everybody thinks girls are just nosy, and we're not.
No, men are gossipers and snoopers.
Men are
sure.
gossipers. Mm-hmm. You're right about that.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I think that that is actually
Tony,
a surprising
do you have
statistic.
Anything to chime in on here? Do you want to tell us about your neighbor's car? Have you been snooping?
I don't go through anybody's car.
Right. Me neither. You never find anything good. It's like the reason why I would never read my fiance's mail or anything or, you know, text messages. You never find anything good.
Guess who the most likely category to snoop through your stuff?
Men.
A coworker.
Oh.
Ah. Think about it.
Because they know the least about usually your personal life.
Yep.
They
right.
want to know. They want some dirt.
That's
79% of the time.
Don't loan your car to
it's
a coworker.
It's 4 out of 5, basically.
Or just clean it out before you loan it. If you have anything in there, like rubber gloves or anything else weird.
Coming in second place, spouses.
Uh-huh.
Snooping through the spouse's car. Maybe a little, you know, nosy.
All maybe right. so.
Friends, 72% admitted snooping. And
okay.
six, yeah. And it's a, oh, you know, the 1,500 drivers they surveyed were nice enough to lend their cars to people.
Right.
You know, doing them a favor.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do they get in return?
Snooped.
No good deed goes unpunished. I'm just telling you.
That's true. I think that a lot of people probably snoop, and not just in cars. Everybody's seen the scene from the movie where they go in the bathroom and they open the medicine cabinet and everything I'm spilling out because they were being nosy.
Right.
I don't snoop through people's anything, and the reason why, it's probably really mentally weird of me, but I'm always afraid there's like surveillance cameras. I always think there I'm going to be on some kind of camera and they're going to catch me doing something that I shouldn't be doing.
Well, that's smart too.
Because
they're...
Interesting, interesting.
Paranoid, smart, one or the other.
Interesting Autoflex Leasing fan text coming in. The Castle Doctrine protects your right to keep a pistol in your car without a license. I don't know if that's true or not.
I haven't heard of the Castle Doctrine.
Well,
but
this person feels confident about it, so I'm going with that. And actually, I think that is true because I had to transport a pistol before without a CHL, and I was told that it was okay. You just have to tell the police officer when you're pulled over, I'm transporting a firearm, blah, blah, blah. But who knows?
Well, if
I haven't checked lately.
To and from the range, you can do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let us know if you found anything in somebody's car that maybe shouldn't have been there or you don't keep it in your car. Send us an Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733.
Yes. What have you found in your friends' cars?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know.
Me too, because there might be some interesting stuff.
All right. The American International Auto Show in January is going to announce the car and truck of the year. And so far, 12 contenders have been chosen, including 6 General Motors vehicles and 1 Chrysler vehicle. Now, the surprising thing to me is Ford had nothing in here. And Ford really has a lot of good vehicles.
I
but,
agree.
Yeah, it's not. They don't have any cars in the running for the North American Truck or Car of the Year. You know, last year, the Cadillac ATS was chosen as the Car of the Year, and the Ram pickup won, the half-ton Ram pickup. This year, BMW 4 Series, Cadillac CTS, Corvette Stingray. Oh,
that's the one I picked. We went to the fair.
Yeah, we did the car walk at the fair,
mm-hmm.
and it is really, really cool. If you want to see all the cars that are out there in one place at one time, every make, every model, plus all the concept cars, you can go to the fair and see them all at one place.
Do they have them open where you can actually look inside at the interior?
Most of them.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they didn't have the 14 Stingray open.
No,
I was
a
little disappointed.
It
was up and they did not open the doors on it. But most of the cars you can get in and out of, see how the seats feel.
Nice.
See how you like the array of the instrument panel and all that neat stuff. Ford had a really cool drive it thing. You could get in there and do a virtual race. With screens all around you, you know, and it rocks and rolls and spins when you turn.
And it was their prototype truck that you were driving and racing. You were racing another truck. And
uh-huh.
I think the thing is, because I really didn't excel at this, I think you're not supposed to put your foot in it to race this truck. That maybe you're supposed to kind of drive it sensibly and that way you don't spin out. I'm not sure, but I'm going back to try that again.
Okay.
No tickets. It's a free ride.
Autoflex Leasing fan text, and this is interesting. I am a police officer. The Castle Doctrine absolutely applies to your vehicle.
Yay.
There you have it.
Yes, good to know. So if you are driving and somebody else's gun is in there, if you're in their car, you should be covered.
You should be. Okay, back to the car of the year and the truck of the year. Truck of the year candidates on the top of the list was the Acura MDX, then the BMW X5, the Buick Encore, which I really like. That's a great truck. The new Sierra Silverado and Sierra. We saw those, the GMC Sierra, we saw those at the fair.
Which are already available.
Yeah, and those are some really, really cool trucks. Chevrolet has done a couple of really neat things if you're a truck person. One, the tailgate now, when you open it, it moves down slowly.
It's got viscose opening.
Yeah, it's got viscose joints on the tailgate, so it like opens very slowly.
It doesn't bang down.
It doesn't drop down.
And you don't have to hold it and support it all the way down.
So it's really nice. And they also put cutouts on the bumpers and handholds on the top of the bed so that you can just put your foot in the bumper and then step right up into the bed.
Oh,
brilliant.
Yeah. That is nice.
It really is. Yeah.
What else was on the list?
Well, the Hyundai Santa Fe. The Jeep Cherokee, and of course the new Jeep Cherokee is really, really remarkable looking and driving. Mm-hmm. Kia Sorento, Land Rover, Range Rover Sport, Nissan.
Which you can't get hardly.
No, they're made with unobtainium. Nissan Rogue, Subaru Forester, and Toyota Tundra, and always a good truck, the Toyota Tundra. We like that truck a lot.
They don't have a loser here, but I'm just going to pick the Chevy because I love the bumper situation and how easy it is to get in the bed.
I mean, the bumper.
If you're not 18 or younger, mm-hmm. just hopping up in that bed and then it's not so easy.
Out of those 12 Truck of the Year candidates, though, I'm surprised there's really only three trucks.
I know.
The rest of them are SUVs.
Well, and that's sort of how that works. I mean, they pick up all the SUVs and the pickups, mm-hmm. and they call them all trucks. So, and they're certainly not the same class, and it's sort of interesting to see what wins this. The Dodge Ram last year won it, and a lot of people thought that there were other trucks that maybe should have. So we'll see what they do this year.
I like the Fastback Mustang.
Which one is it?
It's not on here.
Oh, okay.
But when we were out there in the Ford section, I liked that Fastback Mustang.
So check that out if you have the 2014
Mustang Fastback. It's really, really retro. This looks like the old Mustang GTs.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really, really cool.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. AutoFlex Lease, oh
yeah. We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Tony, and me, Sybil. Our phone number, 877-881-1053. Our AutoFlex Leasing fan text is 43733. And if you want to call AutoFlex, the numbers are
817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234 out of the area. And you can always go to AutoFlex.com. And oh, by the way, AutoFlex.com is where you can follow along with us, read all the stories, and a lot more that we're doing here, automotive stories, and great videos. I got a great video this last week, and it's on the Facebook page at AutoFlex.com, of a Mercedes commercial from South Africa. And they've got a Mercedes and a guy on a skateboard, one of those big, long velocity boards, going down the side of a mountain together. And it is absolutely impressive. The photography is just great. The camera work's amazing. The guy on the skateboard is pretty amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's really, really cool. And you can see that at our Facebook page at AutoFlex.com.
Well, I'm going on Facebook after the show so I can see that video.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
So in that commercial break, I could have sworn I heard a new AutoFlex Leasing commercial, David.
Well, it is, and here's why I'm going to bring it up and mention it, because another guy in the industry came by to see us yesterday. He was delivering a new car for one of our customers, and he said, "I really want to thank you for doing that commercial about the No Bull."
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Because there's really not enough integrity in our business as it is, and you hear all these other ads promising people they don't have to worry about this, and they can do this, and they can do that." And he said, "You know, if you're in the industry, you know that's not right." So he said, "I just want to thank you for doing the No Bull commercial." So I wanted to talk about some of the things that people are told when they're in the market for a lease and some of the offers out there, because some of the offers are sort of like a legal bait and switch. And because they are from a manufacturer and because they actually sort of show you the switch, they can't legally be called a bait and switch, but they in essence are. So first of all, let's talk about terms on leases. Because the longer the term, the lower the payment. And a lot of the manufacturers, a lot of the ads you see for leasing are all based on 36 months.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone out there in competition with these leases, the customers call and say, "Look, I've already seen their 36-month price. What's your 36-month price?" And that's where you get into some interesting stuff, because you get people that go, well, you know, this isn't a 36-month lease, but it's a little longer, but you can get out early. Well, can you? In some cases, you can, but it costs money. If you want a 36-month lease, get a 36-month lease. Anyone that tells you you can get out early, I think I'd shop somewhere else, because you can get out early, but it can cost you a lot of money. Why? Because longer-term leases spread the depreciation out over a longer term, making the payment lower. So that way they can show you a lower payment on a longer-term lease. Anyone can do that.
Mm-hmm.
What they can't do is tell you you can get out early, because guess what? You're going to owe more than the car is worth before the end of the lease. That's why it's a longer-term lease. And if you want to look at a 36-month lease, look at a 36-month lease. You can't get out early without spending money. Now, they can hide that money by rolling it into another lease, but then they're still charging you for something they're not telling you about. So if anyone offers to get you out early or tells you you should sign the lease, it's a longer term, but we will get you out early, don't sign the lease.
Yeah, you're going to be bound to what that contract says, not to what the person you're talking to
exactly.
says. It's not verbal, it's written.
If you could get out early, said, okay, great, just give me the same terms and give me my shorter term.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, well, we can't do that. Why? Because it's going to cost you to get out early.
Yep.
The next big story that people tell, and you hear this in the business again from people, don't worry about your mileage. Mileage doesn't matter. Drive it. Don't worry about it. It'll be fine. Well, it will be, but here's what happens. The more you drive a car, the less it's worth. A four-year-old car with 45,000 miles is worth more than a four-year-old car with 60,000 miles. So the more you drive it, the more mileage you put on the car, the less it's worth. That's why you have to have the mileage conform to what you're actually going to drive in a lease. A lease is a contract to drive a vehicle for a certain amount of time using a certain amount of miles. If you run over on miles, the car is going to be worth less. If you go all the way to the end, you're going to get to pay for that mile per mile. If you trade out early, you're going to get to pay for that in the additional depreciation you've caused the car to have because you drove it more miles. So miles do matter, and no, you do have to worry about your miles. Finally, the lease ads that you see, and I'm going to pick on one ad in particular. It's got a $24,000 vehicle. It shows it's $219 a month. Well, first of all, if you just divide $24,000 by 36 months, which is what the ad is, it comes out to a great deal more than $2.19 a month. You go, well, what in the world? How can that be? Well, here's how it can be. You pay $23.99 out of pocket. Then you pay tax, title, and license on top of that. And your initial cost to get into that car is $5,253.
Yikes.
Yeah. But now you get a $299 payment.
Right. But look at how much you're putting in when you go sign the paperwork.
Exactly. Now, what about the mileage? 12,000 miles a year.
Mm.
How many people drive 12,000 miles a year?
Not me.
Not many. Not many. So then you have to convert it by adding the additional mileage, 15 cents a mile, for all the additional miles, maybe 3, 4, 5,000 more miles per year. You start adding that up, it's going to cost you around $6,000, $6,200 to get a comparable lease to a standard lease to get that $219 payment. Now, here's the trick. There is no trick. There's no magic. The car is going to be worth what it's going to be worth. It's worth what it is initially. You drive it X number of miles, it's going to be worth that. All they're doing is asking for a great big down payment, but all you see when you see the ad is $219 a month. Why? Because they want you to come in and sit down.
Absolutely.
They figure once they get you and you're sitting down, they can start, well, you mean you don't want to pay the $6,200? Well, we can do the lease without that, but the payment's going to be somewhere around $379.
Right.
From $219.
But you're already in there and you've test driven the car
and
you're excited about it.
Listen, it's not any cheaper anywhere else. Exactly. And so that's what the whole ad is about. Read the small print.
Mm-hmm.
The idea in leasing a car is to spend as little of your money as possible to drive the car you want to drive for the amount of time you want to drive it. Most people drive a car between 3 and 5 years. Most people finance a car between 5 and 6 years. When they go out and they buy a car, they pay it off or they get close to it, they trade it, they buy another car, they pay it off when they get close to having it paid off, they buy another car. But their payments are 30 to 40% higher than if they leased the same car. They've always got a car payment. They're just paying 30 to 40% more than they should.
Mm-hmm.
When you go in on one of these ads at $219 a month or $119 or $199 or maybe even a $35,000 or $40,000 car for $350 a month, when you go on one of those ads, you go in and you find out there's thousands of dollars necessary to reach that payment. Well, no one should go into a lease making a down payment. You make a down payment if you want to buy a car, and the only reason you do that is to bring your payments down because you don't want to pay it out monthly anymore. But don't make a down payment on a lease. It's crazy.
Can we address the fact that people also feel like when they're buying the car and they're making that 30 to 40% higher payment, that they're building equity?
Well, okay? There's no such thing.
Right. Yeah. It's, well, there maybe when they trade it in, they'll have some equity, but it is a shrinking equity because your equity starts to diminish the older the car becomes. So I think it would be wise to take that extra money that you would have been paying toward the car. If you're going to lease, take that extra money and then put it into a bank account where mm-hmm. it's a protected savings plan instead of thinking that you're saving by putting it into the car. Well, does that make sense?
Or? Yeah, let's talk about equity for a minute because everybody always wants to talk about I build equity in my car. Here's what happens. When you buy a car or lease a car, any car, it depreciates 30% or so when you take delivery of it. And people don't realize that's a real number. So about a third of the car, a quarter to a third, goes away the moment you take delivery of it. How long you spread that out determines how much your payments are going to be. Because after that first depreciation, that first year depreciation, it depreciates at between 4 and 6% a year after that. So the initial depreciation is what you're spreading out, and that's why the longer the term, the lower the payment. You start making payments on the car, the bank takes interest up front, you pay for the car halfway through, you start actually paying for the car. First half, you've been paying for interest. Mm-hmm. The whole time, the car's been depreciating. So you keep throwing money at it, and the car keeps depreciating, and eventually you throw more money at it than the car is depreciated. That's what you call your equity. But it's not really equity. The car hasn't changed value. All it's done is lose value. You've just thrown enough money at it that you're going to get a little back at the end. So here's the deal. It's sort of like overpaying your income tax.
Right.
You overpay your income tax, and at the year they give you some of your own money back, and you go, wow.
Yay!
I got my own money back.
Cha-ching!
Well, that's what happens when you pay money on a car. You pay money, you pay money, you pay money. Eventually, you pay more than the depreciation, and you get a little of your own money back.
Right.
But you haven't really built any equity. You've just paid more than the car is depreciated.
Mm-hmm. And every time somebody bangs their shopping cart or their car door into your car, or you back into one of those little posts and do a little damage there, you get into a fender bender, your little savings account diminishes.
Yes.
And it's not in your control.
Right.
Because then the car's value diminishes too with all the little dings and scratches and repairs.
I guess the bottom line is there is no magic to this deal. Cars get worth less and less every day you have it. The mm-hmm. first year depreciation is 25 to 30%. If you can spend as little money as possible on something that goes down in value, it makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you're investing in a property that's going to go up in value. All it's going to do is go down. So save your money. Lease the car if it makes any sense at all, because it's going to save you money every day, every month, every year you drive it.
Was it Jay Paul Getty that said, lease what depreciates and buy what appreciates?
That was, in fact, Jay Paul Getty.
Seems to make sense.
Yeah. He was a pretty smart guy. He made a lot of money.
Now, if you'll buy your car and drive the heck out of it, keep it for 10 years or longer, buy it. Buy a used one, though, if you could get one that's 1 year
yeah.
old at least, or 2 years old, so somebody else is taking that big depreciation, then you're a little bit ahead of the game.
Right.
Well, and one final thing. I mean, if you're gonna buy a car, always buy a used one. Do not buy a new car because of that first year depreciation. It's just such a big, it's real money.
Mm-hmm.
It's like driving off the lot and taking about $8,000 or $9,000 and throwing it out the window. I mean, it really is.
When you picture it that way, it's so much more impactful.
But it's true.
I'd rather drive off the lot and burn the $8,000 or $9,000. You want to throw it out, I want to burn it. Yeah. What else can we do? Shred it?
So
paper
flush
shredder?
It down the toilet
flush
before
it.
You leave.
If you purchase a pre-owned car, it doesn't take that huge drop. So find a pre-owned car if you're going to buy a pre-owned car. And if you want to save even more money, we offer what we call the Flex Buy. And that does the same thing on a pre-owned car that you do on a new car lease. It has a residual value. You can walk away if you want to. You can buy it at the end if you want to. But your payments are even lower. So to maximize your savings, a pre-owned car and a Flex Buy. And that's how to do it.
Yes, and it can all be explained to you if you are in the market for a new car when you call AutoFlex at either 817 or 972-234-1234. Find out what works best for you. Got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
AutoFlex Lease, oh yeah.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Tony, and me, Sybil. Our phone number, 877-881-1053. Our AutoFlex Leasing fan text is 43733. And to call AutoFlex, they are open today. What are the phone numbers, David?
817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234. And the more I look out the window here from the studio, the more it looks like this might be a great day to shop at AutoFlex.com.
Right. I know it's 9:30 a.m., but it looks like 9:30 p.m. outside our window.
Ooh, I got to say something, too. Save Money Mondays. We have Save Money Mondays coming up. That's where we take all of the cars that we are going to send to the auction on Tuesday, and we offer them to the public for one day. So Save Money Monday. You can go online and see the cars there listed with our specials. And then if you'd like to purchase or flex buy one of those pre-owned cars, you can get them for a really good price because we're fixing to send them to the auction.
And when you call AutoFlex, you can ask for Marty if you want or any of the great customer service representatives they have there. But I do have a letter from some AutoFlex clients, and they address it to Marty. They say, thank you for all you did to get us into our pilot right before our August vacation to the beach. Your quick response and outstanding service is what's kept us coming back and sending friends to AutoFlex for the past 10 years. It's nice to know that we found someone to replace Brian, with whom we bought four cars through several years. You went out of your way to make us feel like we were number one on the list, and we really appreciate the kind and sincere service you provided. Just as we thought of and still consider Brian a friend, we also feel that we've made a new one at AutoFlex and hope to purchase many more cars over the years to come. You and the entire team at AutoFlex are what make car buying an honest business in a world where so many dealers are not. Thank you from Greg and Amy Peterman.
That's really, and you know, wow. Brian was with us for like 10 or 12 years, and he got an opportunity to move back home to Amarillo, which is where he was from, and take over as the general manager of a Chevrolet store up there. And so we lost Brian, but thank goodness we have people like Marty Mullen, that work with us, that take care of people as well as Brian. So, and the Petermans are great customers of ours. We appreciate their business.
Yes. So thank you to the Petermans, and thank you to Marty for your great service. Our AutoFlex Leasing fan text, 43733. We talked earlier about when you borrow someone's car or when you loan someone your car, do you snoop through and have you ever found anything unusual? And one of our listeners says he was getting his car cleaned and his girlfriend saw the gun under his seat and she freaked out. And I think I might freak out too. If you don't know that he's carrying and then you find out that somebody you love and trust has a weapon that you never knew about, aren't you kind of eyebrows raised?
Under his seat? Who puts a decent gun under the seat of a car?
I know, I get it all scratched up.
But well, that way you have fast access, because if it's in the glove box, you can't get to it very quickly.
Well, you can keep it in the side panel right down beside you in the door. I'm just saying.
Oh, that's...
Anyway.
I don't know.
You know, go ahead.
No, I was just wondering if they had interviewed any valet drivers see if they snoop through our cars.
Hey, AutoFlex, at least you fan text in if you're a valet snooper and you want to tell us some stories.
But let me tell you, this is a good reason you want to trade your car for a higher tech car that has the keyless remote and the keyless go, so that you can take the little key part out of the fob and lock your glove box and your trunk, and then just give your Snoopy friend or the Snoopy valet driver only access to drive the car and not snoop through your personal belongings.
Smart thinking.
Okay, so Tesla is the story in the automotive industry and has been for a while now. Elon Musk, the president of Tesla, has come out with a fabulous car, the S sedan, and it's really an amazing car to drive. It's all electric. It's fast. It's comfortable. It's got a really cool video screen. It's got a lot of really cool features on it. But anyway, a couple of stories of Tesla this week. One, they're about to open their first retail store in Virginia. And that is because in Virginia, the law says that as long as there's not an independent dealer that you have to compete with, the factory can actually open a dealership there. So Tesla has purchased property and is planning on opening a dealership, direct factory dealership in Virginia. And that's sort of news because they've been trying to do that all over the country, and there's only a very few states that will allow a factory to open a store. Secondly, the... A Tesla was wrecked on Tuesday in Seattle. It hit a large metal piece on the ground, and the car caught fire and literally burned to the ground. If you want to see the video on that, you can see that at AutoFlex at our Facebook page. But the interesting thing was the stock fell 6.2% when the car burned to the ground. The news went out that Tesla had caught fire, and, you know, electric cars, I guess probably the first one I think of is I just blanked on it.
Chevy Volt, Nissan Leaf?
No. The one that Fisker. You know, the Fiskers caught fire. There were three or four of them that caught fire.
That's right.
Fisker actually went out of business. They're done. So you wonder about Tesla because Tesla has got a $20 billion market capitalization value. And that may make them the most overvalued stock in the world right now. It may. And number one, they've never made any money. The only time they've ever shown a profit is when they sold off their energy credits, and that showed them in one quarter to make money. But other than that, they've never made money. Stock's going at $185 a share. Well, $185 less 6.2%. Stock's going at $185 a share, and it's for a company that it makes cars, and they're really cool, but they never made any money.
Right.
So how do people get paid, and how long can Elon Musk keep supporting it? I know he's a billionaire, but, I mean, it takes billions and billions of dollars to support the car. And they've got one car. They've got the S sedan.
Well, when the government money runs out from supporting it.
Exactly.
That's the key.
Exactly.
At least General Motors and Chrysler have turned it around and turned a profit once they got their government help.
Well, that's true. And you know, GM and Toyota, a lot of vehicles – a lot of companies build electric vehicles now, hybrid vehicles, so that they've got a gasoline engine so that if you run out of power from the batteries, you can still drive.
You could still actually get across country. That's the issue with the Tesla. You're not going to do a cross country road trip in a Tesla just because there aren't the charging stations and everything available yet.
Well, there's 23 supercharging stations across America. Which means that you're not driving from L.A. to New York.
Right.
Yeah, because you can't go that far.
Right.
I wonder if the celebrity backing will boost some sales. Because remember when Toyota Priuses were brand new and all the celebs were driving them so they could show how eco-friendly they
were? Doesn't matter. It's still too expensive.
Yeah. But now a lot of them are driving Teslas, and I think that makes people – it makes them more in demand because people see that they're driving them.
Yeah, a lot of them drove Fiskers, too.
Oh.
And you know,
still $100,000 car.
Yeah, and
never mind.
They still went out of business. So it's an interesting story because it is such a charming thing, and everybody that's green likes it. I love the car.
Mm-hmm.
I think the car is great. I don't know it's sustainable.
Right.
I think it needs that gasoline engine to go with. It needs to be the hybrid. I think
backup plan.
I'm all about. I want us to find some alternatives.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know that's going to work.
877-881-1053 is the number. Let's check in with Wade in Dallas. Good morning, Wade. You're on with David, Tammy, and Sybil. Hello, Wade.
Well, we lost Wade.
Well, he was asking about warranties on cars, and I do know that when you go to AutoFlex Leasing, you can still get warranties and rebates and all the good stuff that you get when you get a new car.
Yeah, I think his question was on extended warranty, so I'm not sure exactly what it would be, but suggestion-wise, if you're going to buy a pre-owned car or if you're going to get a car and drive it out of the factory warranty, you should always get an extended warranty. It seems like $1,000 or $1,200 may be a lot of money to pay, maybe even $2,000. But when something breaks on a car now, it's very, very expensive to fix.
I think that is a very small price to pay to basically turn that pre-owned car into a new car or to keep that new car new for a much longer period of time. It's the fear of loss and the fear of not knowing how expensive this repair will be. You know,
mm-hmm.
most of us aren't really prepared for that. So for that little bit extra, you could finance it right up front in your payment, and you're good to go.
Another AutoFlex Leasing fan text. Is there such thing as a zero-down lease? And also, do leases require full coverage insurance?
Yes and yes.
Yeah, okay, that's great. That's the answer. you should be able to get into a lease with nothing down. Most of the people that we deal with don't put any money down at all. They just make a first payment.
Mm-hmm. That was my case when I
roll,
got my car.
Yeah, you can roll sales taxes in. You can roll all the fees in and just start making your payments. And if you look at how much it costs you to drive the car, that's actually the cheapest way to drive the car.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And at the super low interest rates today, roll it all in there, baby.
Yeah.
I mean, why put $6,000 down whenever you're only going to pay around 2% for the loan anyway.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So interest rates are so cheap, it's better to roll things in. You're exactly right.
Take that $6,000 and pay off your credit card.
That's the smart thing.
Or send it to your mortgage. Let
yeah.
me tell you how much further ahead you would be if you took your extra $150 a month that you're going to save on average and put it toward your mortgage. You'll shave years off
Yeah, it turns into 30-year mortgage into about a 20-year mortgage by kicking it up 100, 150 a month.
It's amazing, crazy. What a difference. Just make sure you're applying it toward your principal and not your interest.
Exactly. Or any other weird.
And is it too early to start thinking about the holidays? I mean, maybe people need to start saving so they can plan for Santa Claus.
Yeah, well, the lease just saves you money all the way around. It saves you money every month, every day, every year.
So yes, you can. Yeah. College planning.
But Tammy's point's well taken, because if you've got credit card debt, the cheapest you're going to be in is 14% probably.
But it's just rolling over.
So if you can pay that credit card debt with your savings from the lease, it saves you a lot of more money. That's compound savings.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back. It is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Tony, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053. AutoFlex Leasing fan text is 43733. And as always, you can call AutoFlex. What are the numbers, David?
817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234 out of the area. And AutoFlex.com if you don't want to get out in this weather at all.
You know, we've got a Tony new to our show. We used to have Colby. He's actually doing the evening show with KNC Masterpiece now, so you can still get your Colby fix. But we used to have Waddle, and Waddle is actually listening, and he sent us an AutoFlex Leasing fan text that he's listening and that he misses us. And we miss you too, Waddle.
We sure do.
Shout out to you. So thanks for listening.
Boomer Sooner.
Oh, yeah. Your partner in crime.
That's right.
Your OU buddy. Let's talk about insurance, because I know that it's something that people have to deal with pretty frequently, and a lot of times people aren't doing due diligence when it's time to get yourself a renewal on your policy.
You know, here's the thing. This surprised me, but then when I thought about it, it didn't anymore, because the Insurance Institute has done a survey, and they found out that less than 10% of people shop when they renew their insurance. Insurance, in fact, if you looked at the overall retention rate, insurance companies retain 97% of their people on renewal.
I totally buy that, because I haven't changed my policy in 13 years now.
Yeah.
I don't shop around.
And I know my agent. I've known my agent for 30 years, so it's like we're buddies or something. But, you know, I mean, Tony had an experience, or Tony bought a new car, I guess, and started shopping for insurance. What did you find?
Yeah, when I went through, I kept the same exact stuff that I had with my previous insurance company and was looking all the way through. And every rate that I got tended to be a lot more than what I was actually paying currently.
Yeah.
And I found it kind of weird, just because it was the same exact thing.
Did you actually click around and compare, or you just kept the exact same stuff?
I kept pretty much the exact same stuff, and just went through and was surprised to find the different quotes I was getting and the different things. And, you know, it was all a lot higher than what I have now, which
was
really kind of weird and interesting. But
maybe because it was a newer car and it costs more to fix and repair if it
Except
gets damaged.
Except that he got the lower price from his current insurance carrier, right?
Yeah, with the new vehicle.
With the new vehicle. So maybe they gave you some credit also for just being a continued customer.
Yeah.
But do shop around. Actually, you should shop everything every year. Your insurance, not just when you get a new car, but you should check around every year on everything from your auto and home insurance to your credit card interest rates and your telephone bills and your cable.
Electricity.
You know, sure. I think everybody should do that, but I think insurance is maybe the one thing that they could seriously save money on, listening to what happened with Tony's experience.
Mm-hmm.
I know my sister right now is shopping for insurance on a car that she's moved here from California. She just moved from California. She's getting Texas insurance, and she's found the same thing Tony found. She's found big discrepancies for the same coverage.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know whenever we had talked about this a few years ago, and I, like Tammy just said, shop around for your home insurance, and I had never changed my policy since I had my house, and I called, and it turns out I saved myself $1,176 a year on insurance because I didn't realize I could get a lower rate if I just went with a different company.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. So really do make those calls and do that research. It's so much easier to just be loyal and stick with what you have and just click renew and submit and then you're good to go.
Well,
but,
and you get, I mean, you know the insurance company, you've talked to the agent before, you know, but are you spending $1,000 a year too much?
Right.
That's the deal.
Yeah.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, how low a payment can I get on the Nissan GTR that's about... it's got 20,000 miles on it. Okay, we have two Nissan GTRs right now that are pre-owned, which is really unusual because they're hard to find anyway. And we have two of them that are pre-owned, and you can do a flex buy on either one if you wish to. Or if you wish to purchase the car outright, it's a pre-owned car. It's going to save you a lot of money over buying a new one, I can tell you that. So if you would, just call one of the offices and tell them you'd like to talk about a flex buy, and they'll take care of you.
Those are cool-looking cars, too.
And
they
what number
so
would he
fast,
call?
It is scary. Or she,
what number would anyone that is interested in finding out about this call, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234. And he is out of the area, 888-234-1234. Yeah.
That's right.
That person.
Let's talk about cars getting stolen, because it turns out thieves are looking at certain types of vehicles.
Hide your Benz, hide your Bimmer, because they're coming for you. The National Insurance Crime Bureau database has listed the top 10 most stolen luxury cars from 2009 to 2012. And guess who wins? Mercedes-Benz.
I'm a C-Class.
Poet. Yeah, the C-Class is the most stolen luxury car in the United States, followed closely by the BMW 3 Series, the Infiniti G Series. I didn't think about that as really a luxury car. I thought of that as a near luxury, but the Infiniti G Series. Next, the Mercedes-Benz E-Class. Is there a pattern here with Mercedes?
Mm-hmm.
Next, the Cadillac CTS, the BMW 5 Series, Lincoln MKZ, Acura TSX, way down the list, the Lexus IS, and finally, the S-Class Mercedes. Now, if you're driving a luxury car, if you're in New York, you better really lock it down because they steal more of them up there than they do anywhere else. Second is Los Angeles, that area out there. And if you look at the statistics, you'll see that more are stolen on the East Coast and West Coast than in the center. But guess where the number six place is in the country to have your car stolen? Dallas-Fort
Worth.
Right
here.
Uh-oh.
We're number six. Now, why do they steal luxury cars? Because they want the parts. They break them down. They sell the parts individually to repair shops who use them to fix other cars with. Or on the East and the West Coast, especially in the Miami area and Los Angeles area, they put them in a box and they ship them. And they sell them overseas as a whole car. And it can happen so quickly that it's amazing. I mean, they'll steal a car and it will be in a shipping container and be loaded onto a boat the same day.
And let me tell you how they do this, too. They can get by with it. They can remove the engine from the car, and then they're shipping the car without an engine, and they don't have to pay the same types of taxes. It doesn't send up all the red flags. And
because
let me tell
parts.
You, do your research about where these cars go and what they're doing. There's a whole ring of people out there doing this.
I'm surprised Lexus was so low on the list, because we always hear Toyota and Honda are the most popular, you know, regular brands, but these luxury brands, Lexus is so similar to Toyota.
Some cars are harder to steal than others.
Mm-hmm.
Some cars are easier to sell parts on than others. So there you have it.
Gotcha.
And it will change whenever the overseas market changes and they demand different vehicles. Different vehicles will be stolen here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. An Autoflex Leasing fan texter says, hide your Ford and Chevy and Dodge black, white, and silver tailgates. I guess
that's true.
Oh, yeah.
Tailgates are stolen.
Yeah. You can get a tailgate lock for about $10. And your tailgate won't get stolen. And they steal tailgates constantly because that's a great resale item.
Mm-hmm.
They can sell those everywhere.
Because everybody backs into something and ruins their
tailgate. And
bees
their tailgate.
Oh, yeah. Or it falls off and then you just have a naked truck butt.
Well, I never thought about it that way.
It happens.
Okay.
So last week, if you were listening to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, we said that on our Facebook page, which you can get to by going to autoflex.com and clicking the Facebook link, we were trying to reach a goal. And kudos to you, Saturday Morning Test Drive listeners.
Yay.
We got it. So thank you to everyone who liked the Facebook page. We got 500 actual likes, not the kind that you buy, that you see other people out there getting.
It's crazy because you can go to some websites and have like 17,000, 18,000 likes,
mm-hmm.
and it's a car place.
Right.
I mean, who thinks 17 or 18,000 people are going to go on and like? But what they do is they buy those. You can buy likes. I didn't know that. You can buy them by the thousand. You can buy 5,000 at a time or 10,000 at a time. And what it is it's email addresses like in Ethiopia or Bangladesh or Europe or somewhere.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're just different email addresses, but they're not real likes. We got 500 real likes, and I'm so proud of that.
Yay, that's awesome.
You really like us?
I was getting something on Twitter the other day, and it was about followers on Twitter, which is kind of the same thing as likes on Facebook. And it was from, I'm assuming, a bot. But it said, you know, click this link and you can add up to 5,000 followers. So just out of curiosity, I didn't click the link because I didn't want it to spam my Twitter account, but I did click on that person's account, and they had 4 followers. So I retweeted. I'm like, really? You want me to follow your big 5,000 follower scam, but you only have 4? Why haven't 4. You done it yourself?
That's hilarious.
Like, don't teach me how to get followers if you don't have any. Doesn't make any sense.
Autoflex Leasing Fantext, when we were talking about the luxury cars being stolen, those are all high-income areas. More luxury cars are stolen in those cities because there are more luxury cars there. You know, that is partially true. It is. But the ease of shipping cars from there has a lot to do with the closer to the port.
Ah.
It's like in Texas. The closer to the border you get, the more cars are stolen and moved across the border.
And let me tell you, DFW is a pass-through city from the east to the west coast. Truck drivers are driving east and west, and they come through here all the time.
That's right.
That's why when you use Autoflex to move your car, if we have to locate one, we have a really good program set up whenever we do locate these cars and bring them in for you.
We got the greatest listeners in the world. The backup camera on the tailgates are worth a lot more money. That's why they steal them.
Oh,
I didn't think about that.
The newer.
Good point. Thank you,
yes.
Autoflex Leasing Fantexter.
That is really smart thinking.
You forget that the camera's in there now, too.
Mm-hmm.
Gee.
That happens.
Ooh, that means they'll be more expensive to repair if you do bash them up. So
you got to be more
really
careful.
You really need to look at your camera screen when you're backing up in those. Okay.
Exactly. Real quickly, before we wrap things up, let's tell people about Save Money Monday one more time.
Exactly. We offer our cars that we're going to send to auction, because we're going to send to auction on Tuesday. We'll send 10, 12 cars usually every week,
mm-hmm.
because we've had them a while. Or maybe they're a car that we don't sell a lot of, so we just send them to auction. Those cars will be sold at wholesale at auction, and we know that. So we decided to offer them to the public on Monday. It's called Save Money Monday, and you can actually buy like the dealers do. Buy those cars just like the dealers do at auction, because guess what? On Tuesday, if you don't buy these cars, they're going to auction.
Yep.
So if you want a bargain, look it up on autoflex.com. Look at the used cars, specials, Save Money Monday cars.
But the big benefit is you don't have to pay cash like the dealers. We still offer our wonderful different financing programs for you. So...
yes. So take advantage of that.
And if we don't have what you want, let us know what you want. We can search our huge database of customers with cars that are coming due on lease, and we'll find that vehicle you want.
One more Autoflex Leasing fan text. This is from a police officer. Back your truck up against the garage because they got to lower the tailgate to steal it. That's a great idea.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Trap them in there.
Or if you're out in a parking lot, I suppose, back it up
against a pole somewhere where they can't drop it down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very smart. Thank you.
Very smart.
Thank you.
We'll leave on that note. But if you want to call Autoflex, they're open today or Save Money Monday, 817 or 972 234-1234 or autoflex.com. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Thank you to Toby, that's a cross between Colby and Tony. Thanks, Toby. We'll be back next Saturday morning. Fan Jam coming up next. Thank you to David Blessingame and Tammy Pickard. I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. I got the feeling there's something right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Autoflex Leasing, oh yeah. Leasing a new car can be easy or it can be hard.